Hello, I'm Mike Harding in the Stone Shed in the Yorkshire Dales, yet again for another hour and a lot of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music on the planet. And I do hope that this show finds you all well and good and smiling, because there's nothing else we can do, chaps and chapesses, but smile and laugh at the idiots that are at this present moment purporting to run the planet. Loads of great stuff to play for you, so I'm going to kick off with a track from Tom Paxton, who I know very well and would count as a dear, dear friend. We once stayed up till the early hours of the morning in California, swapping jokes with each other, and I can tell you, he's one of the funniest men on the planet, as well as being one of the world's great singer-songwriters. I'm indebted to my old pal Al O'Leary for reminding me about this next track. It's from Tom's 2015 album, Redemption Road. And it should have gone in last week's show of protest songs, but I'd forgotten all about it. Tom Paxton with what I think is one of his best songs ever, If the Poor Don't Matter.
If the kids are hungry, but there's nothing to eat. If the baby has a fever, but there is no heat. If they're living in the Chevy as the world walks by. If the poor don't matter, then neither do I. If the poor don't matter, if the poor don't matter, if the poor don't matter, then neither do I. If they're living in cardboard or a packing case, if they're gone by morning and they leave no trace, if nobody wonders if they live or they die, if the poor don't matter, then neither do I. If the poor don't matter, if the poor don't matter, if the poor don't matter, then neither do I. Push them back, sweep them out, anything to keep them out. Keep the Rio Grande out, standing with their hands out. Knocking at the back gate, radio talking, hey, wrong here, strong here, no, they don't belong here. My house, my car, living like a rock star. Caviar, wet bar, bought another Jaguar, get it all paid. Now it's time to play day. Trouble not to think about, not to make a stink about.
From his album Redemption Road with If the Poor Don't Matter. Great, great track. Now, one of my favourite dance bands ever is a band called Flowers and Frolics. I won't tell you the composition of them because it's too long a list of great musicians and singers that have appeared with them over the years. They're no longer going out as a band as far as I can find out, but in their heyday they were, in my humble opinion, Unbeatable, from their album Reformed Characters. Here they are with a fantastic version of the Ray Davies standard Sunny Afternoon. The lead vocals are in the more than capable hands of Mr. Robert Davenport, a Geordie who spent most of his life in London spreading the gospel of good fun and integrity. Well, in my humble opinion, there's nought wrong with that. Still makes me chuckle, no matter how many times I play it. I also love The Wedding of Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse, which I may get round to playing you again sometime in the near future, because it's one of my favourite tracks of theirs ever. That was Flowers and Frolics from the album Reformed Characters with Sunny Afternoon, the great Kinks standard. Now, I've been listening to this next album for months now. Two men at the height of their game, Brendan Hendry on fiddle and Johnny Toman on five-string banjo. Unusual to hear five-string banjo playing jigs and reels in the Irish tradition, but Johnny Toman does it brilliantly, and Brendan Hendry is just one of the world's great fiddlers. The album is called Living Roots, and it's just been released over here in the UK, so you can get your grubby little mitts on it now. People listening in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the Appalachian Mountains, and wherever else you can, of course, get it by a mail order. Two tracks now from the album Living Roots, O'Mahony's and The Green Fields of Glentown. Album's called Living Roots, and that was Brendan Hendry and Johnny Toman with Omani's and the Greenfields of Glentown. Superb, absolutely superb playing. Now, a new 2-CD set came from one of America's legends, the late Guy Clark, who died last year. His songs LA Freeway, as you will know, and Desperados Waiting for a Train went on to become Americana classics, covered by many, many performers. And the New York Times once described him as, quote, king of the Texas troubadours. His new album contains lots of great tracks, including this one, which I think, well, to me, it epitomizes all that is great about Americana. Here's Guy Clark with Hemingway's Whiskey.
Clean. He did not like it watered down. He took it straight up and neat. It was bad enough for him. You know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey. You know it's tough out there. Good news is hard to find. Living one word to the next, one line at a time. Now there's more to life than whiskey. There's more to words than rhyme. Sometimes nothing works. Sometimes nothing shines like Hemingway's whiskey. For him, Hemingway's whiskey, warm and smooth and mean, even when it burns, it'll always finish clean. He did not like it watered down, he took it straight up and neat. If it was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey.
Hemingway's Whiskey from Guy Clark's double CD set, The Best of the Jewel Tone Years. I'm going to stay in America just for the next track. Brother and sister duo from the United States, the Hydes, H-Y-D-E-S, are steeped in the tradition. They play old-timey music, Americana and Irish music as well as singing contemporary songs. Their album Green and Blue has got some wonderful material on it, including this, which I think is one of the finest versions of Karim Polwart's great song Rivers Run, which appeared on her album This Earthly Spell. It was written just after the birth of her little boy Arlo. It's about looking at the world with a small child in your arms and thinking of what the future might hold. It's got some absolutely wonderful words in it, including this verse. This wounded earth we walk upon, she will endure when we are gone. But still I pray that you may know how rivers run and rivers flow.
This weary earth we walk upon, she will endure when we are gone. Our kingdoms come and kingdoms go, rivers run. But in this world there's nothing new, for darling you have just begun. Rivers flow and rivers run.
Rivers Run from the Hides album Green and Blue. Beautiful version of a great song. Now, for those of you who want to find out a bit about English folk music, there's a 2-CD set just out called The Ultimate Guide to English Folk. It's been curated by John Bowden, ex-Bellowhead, ex-Spires and Bowden, and has got lots and lots of great music on it, great tracks, including this from Roger Wilson, great singer, great fiddler, worked with Wood Wilson Carthy, I remember way back, and he is one of England's, well, I suppose you'd call him an unsung hero, because he's done so much and he's got such a great voice and he's a great singer, but he hasn't made a great number of albums, which I think is a shame, because this, I think, is a cracking version of the traditional song about a young man who's footloose and fancy free. Ramble Away.
Waistcoat I'd ordered to wear to meet all
lovely old song that not many people sing nowadays, which is a terrible, terrible shame because I think it's a great song. Roger Wilson from the Ultimate Guide to English Folk 2-CD set with Ramble Away. Great voice, that lad. Now, one of the most decisive battles in Irish history is the Battle of Aucharam, which took place in July 1691. Aucharam is a very small village in East Galway, and there the Irish Jacobite troops, aided by the French, found themselves entrenched on a hill just above the village. The Crown troops, the Redcoats, marched against them, and it was one of the most bitter battles in Irish history. It cost 7,000 lives, and the rebels were routed. It was the end of the Jacobites in Ireland. The beautiful song After Aucharam was composed in 1900 by a man called Patrick Sheehan, and I'm going to play you now what I think is just one of the most amazing versions of it ever, sung to perfection by Susan McEwan. And I'm going to follow that up with a tune called The Battle of Aucharam. Tony McMahon on melodeon, one of the great melodeon players of the world, and Steve Cooney on guitar, who has to be one of the most amazing accompanists ever. That's The Battle of Aucharam, a march, and that follows on a beautiful version of After Aucharam from Susan McEwan.
After Aucharam's great disaster, when our foe in sooth was master, it was you who first plunged in and swam the Shannon's boiling flood. And through Slieve Blue's dark passes, you although the hungry Saxon wolves were howling for your blood. And as we crossed Tipperary, we ride the Clan O'Leary and drove a craic before us with our swords and spears. We'd gore them through flood and light. We bore them Abbot Shonadira Glana. We were worsted in the game. Long, long we kept the hillside, the sturdy knotted oaken boughs, our curtain overhead. The summer's blaze we laughed at, the winter's snows we scoffed at, and trusted in our sharpened swords to win us daily bread. But the Dutchman's troops came round us, through fiery ball they bound us, and blazed the woods and valleys till the very sky was flame. Still our sharp swords cut through them, in their very hearts we hewed them. Abbot Shonadira Glana, we were worsted in the game. Here's a health to yours and my king, the sovereign to our liking, and to Sarsfield, underneath whose flag one once more we'll take a chance that the morning's tide may find us across the seas and win us a place to stand, and we'll the brand among the sons of France. And as we part in sorrow, her sons be true when needed, may they never fail as we did. But Shona Dira Glana, we were worsted in the
classic tracks there, both inspired by the Battle of Ockram. That was Tony McMahon and Steve Cooney from the album Live in Spiddal, which, if you love great Irish music, I do urge you to get, because it is a most amazing recording. Two great musicians playing with fire and brio. Fantastic stuff. That track was called The Battle of Ockram, and before that you heard the wonderful Susan McEwen from her album Bushes and Briars with the song After Ockram. Now, I recently discovered a band called Open the Door for Three. They live in America, two Americans, I think, and an Irish lad, and they play mostly Irish music. Pat Broaders, who plays bouzouki and sings, is, I think, from the sound of him, from Dublin originally. Kieran O'Hare is a great piper, American-born of Irish descent. And Liz Knowles, again, American-born of Irish descent, is a beautiful fiddler. Really powerful stuff. They've made a couple of albums. I've managed to get hold of the eponymous album Open the Door for Three, and they've just sent me their latest album. But here's one from Open the Door for Three, a song that they learnt from the singing of Nick Jones. Miles Weatherhill. And I love the fact that here you've got an Irish band in America singing a song about a Lancashire lad. That's the folk process for you.
Miles Weatherhill was a brisk and weaver, and at Aberdeen he did well. He fell in love with a handsome maiden, the parson's servant Sarah Bell. It was at Aberdeen where these true lovers at the parson's house their love did tell. And none in the world will be more constant than Miles Weatherhill and Sarah Bell. But they were parted, broken-hearted, separated were those lovers far. Those constant lovers adore each other, and love will penetrate through wires and bars. They would have married, tales were carried, which caused as better as you shall hear. Miles once refused to meet his lover, she left Aberdeen like a sheer. Left the true love broken hearted, and to her mother at York did go. And all the distance they were parted, cause sorrow and grief and pain and woe. All true with sadness, miles and madness, he made a deep and a solemn vow. Separated from his own true lover, he'd be revenged on Parson Brown. Pistols, a fit of frenzy, Miles to the vicarage went forthwith, and with the weapon wounded the master, and shot the maiden named Jane Smith. To the lady's chamber, rage and anger, bent on destruction, intent to kill. He took the poker and he beat her, till crimson blood on the floor did spill. Miles and Sarah had not been parted, those in the grave would be living now. And Miles would not have died on the gallows for slaying the servant and parson now. At the early age of 23, in the shades below where the worms that dwell, come on ye people and consider Miles Weatherhill and Sarah Bell.
Miles Weatherhill, the band Open the Door for Three, and that's from their Hippopotamus album, or, as you might prefer it, eponymous album. I do detest and loathe that word. Don't know what it is. It's like gusset. It's one of those words that you either love or hate, and I hate it. Now, Michael Mara, the late Michael Mara, was one of Scotland's greatest singer-songwriters. I know I use the word greatest, but it's true. He's just up there in the pantheon of great singer-songwriters from Scotland. Well, actually, across Europe. He was a wonderful observer of human life. He was witty, he was wry, he was comedic, he was funny, he was incredibly perceptive as well, and his songs were just brilliant. I love songs like Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar, Beef Heart and Bones, and is it called King Kong's Visit to Glasgow? I can't remember the exact title. Wonderful, whimsical, crazy stuff. Beautiful, beautiful songwriter. Well, I've just heard that almost all his material is going to be available soon. It's been remastered digitally, so you'll be able to get everything that the man ever wrote, which is fantastic. In the meanwhile, his daughter, Alice, has just recorded an album of her dad's songs. She's got a great voice, and she's done some wonderful versions of the man's work. I particularly love this song, which always reminds me of my own Catholic childhood and the dreadful Sundays we used to have when your mum wouldn't let you go out and play because you'd get dirty and you'd got your best Sunday clothes on and you had to go to early morning mass, then benediction, then evening mass with your grandma. Well, in Scotland it was even worse because the Presbyterian churches didn't like the idea of children doing anything at all on a Sunday, much less playing. So they would actually go to the children's playgrounds and chain up the swings. Chain Up the Swings, Alice Mara, from the album of the same name. And it is a cracking album, stuffed full of brilliant Michael Mara songs, sung beautifully by little Alice. Now, Peter Knight's Gig Spanner are out on the road at the end of the month, doing another tour. I saw them last year here in Settle at the Victoria Hall, and it was one of the best nights I've had in a long, long time. Brilliantly gifted, and I don't know how you'd explain it. What kind of a night was it? It was a night of great musicianship. It was people enjoying themselves very much on stage, involving the audience terrifically in what they were doing. And it was just one of those great nights at the theatre. Like I say, they're on the road again, beginning at the end of February and going through into March. All details by going to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through there on the track listing of this show through to Pete's own site, Peter Knight's Gig Spanner. Peter Knight, as many of you will know, was the man, the fiddler, with Steel Eye Span when they were at the height of their great touring and recording career. Well, he's carried on with his own career since he left the band, of course, and Gig Spanner, his band, are absolutely terrific. This is Sitting on Top of the World, recorded live, pizzicato, and stone cold sober at the same time.
Thank you. the spring on a sunny day. My sweetheart left me, said she's going away. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. I said I'm sitting on top of the world. I said I'm sitting on top of the world. I said I'm sitting on top of the world.
Yep. That was just what it was like on the night I saw them live. Sitting on top of the world. Peter Knight's Gig Spanner from the album Doors at 8 Brackets Live. And a gig spanner, I should have told you at the beginning of that song. A gig spanner is what every rock and roll band has to have, or every folky band has to have in their gear. It's a bottle opener. Now, I've just worked out that if I talk quickly and don't talk as much, I can get loads more tracks in before the end of the show. So, young singer-songwriter Sophie Ramsey has got a wonderful album out called The Seas Between Us, Scots and Gaelic Songs. On the album with her is Matthew Watson, who's a great multi-instrumentalist, Fraser Fifield, who's on pipes and whistle, Jim Rattigan on French horn, Ben Cashel on cello, and the wonderful Findlay Napier backing her up on vocals. I love the album, and in particular this track, The Burning of Auchendoun. Burning of Auchendoun, fantastically dramatic version of a traditional ballad there from Sophie Ramsey's album The Seas Between Us, Scots and Gaelic Songs. Now, I know very, very little about this next singer, other than that he seems to have been around quite a long time, a singer-songwriter from Ireland, living and working on the building sites of London. I'm going to find out as much as I can about him in between now and next week, because I think his album Broken Glass, which is produced by Johnny Dyer, I think it's absolutely fantastic. Tom Reed is the name of the man. He seems to have led quite a difficult life, and he's reflected it in the songs that he's written and in the way he sings other people's material as well. Great voice, great singer. But let's see what you think. From his album Broken Glass, Tom Reed with Take a Chance.
If the dice are loaded every time you throw, and the doors keep closing everywhere you go, don't give up, don't turn away. That's the price you have to pay. Though it pierce you like a lance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. If the tide should turn and catch you unawares, and the road you travel leads you to despair, take your sun and make it right. Turn the water into wine. Take the floor for every dance. Take a chance. Take a chance. Take a chance.
The bugle sounds advance.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do when I've shut down the studio for the night is to go across the way, pick up the phone and get in touch with my mate, Alan O'Leary in London, and ask him for the SP on Tom Reed. From the album Broken Glass, that was Take a Chance. And seriously, I've listened to the album a couple of times through, and it is an amazing album. Tom spent, I think, about 3 or 4 years of his early life in an approved school because he was a bit of a bad lad when he was quite young, and he seems to have led what looks like quite a hard life ever since. I'm going to find out anyway and play you another track from that in the weeks to come. Now, I played this next track a few times when I heard it first because I just think it is simply one of the best songs in many, many years. And it's great to see it actually appearing on an album now. Daria Kulesh is a young woman born in Moscow, been living over here since she was a child. She's fluent in Russian, in English, of course, and also, I think, in the dialect of Ingushetia, which is where her people originally came from, which is in the Caucasus Mountains. Her people came from there. The story of their moving across Europe is harrowing and epic. And this song, called The Moon and the Pilot, tells the story, if I remember it rightly, of her grandfather, who was a war ace. He was a Russian pilot in the Russian Air Force in World War II. He was a war ace, a war hero, but that didn't stop Stalin from deporting his family, from moving them in an act of ethnic cleansing. You can find out the entire story by going to Daria's own website. But meantime, here's a song which, as I said at the time I first played it, is one of the best songs I've heard in the last 10 years. The Moon and the Pilot.
The moon and the pilot, a match made in heaven. She hoped and waited that he'll be back soon. The bravest man for the fairest maiden, for he was the pilot and she was the moon. Shine, my moon, your face made of light. Let down your hair, black is the night. Strangers in uniform came to the village. The men who could fight were away at the war. By order of Stalin, the children and women were shoved into rail cars, and home was no more. Shine, my moon, your face made of light. Let down your hair, exchange them in exile for food and for fur. In the darkest of nights, she guided her children like the moon shining through deportation and war. She awaited in vain. the return of her pilot. Gave herself to her children, gave them hope, gave them life. The fairest woman, the bravest mother, she was simply the moon and a pilot's wife.
Daria Kulesh from her new album, Long Lost Home. Wonderful song. Now, Celtic Fiddle Festival is Kevin Burke from Ireland, Christian Lemaitre from Brittany, Charlie McKieran from Scotland, and Nicolas Comener from Brittany in France. The four of them make the most amazing music. I've seen them live a couple of times and they are stunning. Their new album is a cracker. They're on tour this month, so do check out the tour details by going to their website, which you can get via our website. You can also get through to Daria's website. That's www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. In the meantime, Celtic Fiddle Festival from their new album, Storm in a Teapot, are here to regale your lugoles with a couple of great tunes, Cairngorm Mountain and Curler's Hornpipe.
Thank you.
good stuff. That was Curler's Hornpipe, and before that you heard Cairngorm Mountain. A couple of tunes there from Celtic Fiddle Festival's new album, Storm in a Teapot. And did you spot the deliberate mistake at the head of that when I was announcing it? No. I said that Kevin Burke was from Ireland. What I should have said is that he's from the Irish tradition. He was born in London of Irish parents, though he's lived all over the world ever since, and I think he lives near Seattle now. He lives way out in the States anyway, but he comes over quite a lot, and I see him from time to time when he comes to visit his sister, who lives just near me in Yorkshire. Well, that's great stuff. Great album, and like I said, the lads are on tour. Do go and see them. Now, Alan Bell, singer-songwriter, was with the Blackpool Taverners for a long number of years and ran the Fleetwood Folk Festival for ever so long. He's written a body of terrific songs like Bread and Fishes, Windmills, and he's still writing. His new album is called The Cocklers, and from it this is a track called Francoise in Flanders, which was inspired by him meeting a woman in a pub in Accrington in Lancashire many years back, when he was gigging there, and he noticed that she got a French accent. And he thought, how does a lady from France end up living in a little cotton town in the north of Lancashire? Well, this tells the story.
She was known as young Francoise in Flanders, the girl with a nice friendly smile, as she waved to the men who were marching again down a road that wound many a long mile. Oh, and some returned sick and wounded, she nursed them right through the dark night. That's why they say young Francoise Duvet was the angel who carried the light. That's why they say young Francoise Duvet was the angel who carried the light. Yeah, she tended the sick and the wounded, who were grateful for all that she did. And many a young man asked for a hand, but she smiled and just shake her head. Till on came a boy she called Albert. For them it was love at first sight. He whisked away young Francoise Duvet, the angel who carried the light. Yes, he whisked away young Francoise Duvet, the angel who carried the light. Now when the men meet and remember a war they fought so long ago, an old lady is there quiet in her chair, content as she sips her Cointreau. They talk of the pain and the slaughter, of the mates they lost in the great fight. With affection they say she was Francoise Duvet, the angel who carried the light. With affection they say she was Francoise Duvet, the angel who carried the light. She was known as young Francoise in Flanders, the girl with a nice friendly smile, as she waved to the men who were marching again down the road that wound many a long mile. Oh, and some returned sick and wounded, she nursed them right through the dark night. That's why they say young Francoise Duvet was the angel who carried the light. That's why they say young Francoise Duvet was the angel who carried the light.
What a lovely story. Françoise in Flanders. The song about a French lady finishing her years married to a lad from Lancashire in Accrington, where the Accrington Pals came from, of course. So many men went from that town to fight in World War I. Alan Bell there from the album The Cocklers. Now, another young Scots woman with a great voice, Hannah Rarity, has got an EP just out called Beginnings. And from it, this is her version of the great traditional song, Erin Go Bragh.
The Shire of Argyll. I've travelled this country for money's a mile. I've travelled through Ireland and Scotland and all. And the name I go under is Erin Go Bragh. A night in old Ricky as I walked in the street. A saucy big polis, a chance for to meet. He glared in my face and he gave me some jaw, saying, one can you over. Well, I am not a Pat, though Ireland I've seen, nor am I a Paddy, though Ireland I've been, but were I a Paddy, that's nothing at all, for there's money aboard here all in Erin Go Bragh. Well, I ken you're a Pat by the cut of your hair, but you all turn to Scotsmen as soon as you're here. You've left your own country for breaking the law, and we're seizing all stragglers by Erin Go Bragh.
From Hannah Rarity's album Beginnings EP. Now, I've known this song for a good few years. It comes from one of America's great anarchic voices of freedom, Tom Russell, and never was this more pertinent. I was talking to Tom on the internet the other day. I said, you've been singing this song for years. He said, yes. He said, and now people are listening. This is Who's Gonna Build Your Wall? And I will dedicate it to the Donald.
I got 800 miles of open border right outside my door. There's Minutemen in little pickup trucks who've declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall?
politics, so don't lay that rap on me. Left wing, right wing, up wing, down the, I see strip malls, we see the shining sea. It's the fat cat white developer who's created this whole damn squall. It's a pyramid scheme of dirty jobs, and who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy? Who's gonna mow your lawn? Who's gonna cook your Mexican food when your Mexican maid is gone? Who's gonna wax the floors tonight down at the local mall? Who's gonna wash your baby's face? Who's gonna build your fundamentalist Muslims, we got fundamentalist Jews, we got fundamentalist Christians, they'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear.
Who's going to build your wall? Tom Russell, the album, the Tom Russell Anthology, Veterans Day, Disc 2. Thanks ever so much for listening. I better finish now because I can hear the jackboots coming up the garden path. And they'll be hauling me out of this little shed in the Yorkshire Dales and taking me to room 101. And I'm not going to tell you what's in there. Thanks ever so much for listening. Do look after yourselves and give each other lots and lots of big hugs. Don't forget to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, where there's all kinds of stuff. And whatever you do, keep smiling. Ta-da.